From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French conservatives voted Sunday in a nationwide runoff primary election, choosing François Fillon as their nominee for next year's presidential campaign. In the first American-style primary contest for French Republicans, François Fillon handily beat his moderate opponent, Alain Juppé. Cheering supporters celebrated the victory. Fillon is a socially conservative proponent of free trade. He takes a hard line on immigration and Islam and is an advocate of friendlier ties with Russia. France's ruling Socialist Party on the left holds its primary elections in January. Cubans are marking the death of dictator Fidel Castro. The communist revolutionary died Friday at the age of 90. The cause of death has not been announced. A series of memorials begins Monday in Cuba. In the U.S., not all Cuban Americans are mourning Castro's death.
I wanted for Cuba to be a free country with democracy, with respect for the law and respect for the people and love of God.
They're not rejoicing because of the death of any human being. They're rejoicing because of the end of darkness and the beginning of light.
Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wrote on Twitter that Castro was a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Trump's top aides, Kellyanne Conway and Reince Priebus, said Sunday, if Cuba wants to maintain warmer ties with the U.S., it will have to move toward allowing greater freedoms for its people. The aides told a U.S. television audience that unless progress is made, Trump is prepared to reverse President Barack Obama's opening to the island nation. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Sunday criticized his recent election rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, for joining an effort to recount the ballots in three closely contested states that Trump won. Trump is calling Green Party nominee Jill Stein's bid to start recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania a scam and is deriding Clinton's decision to join the effort. Election experts say there is almost no chance that the results can be overturned. Also, Trump asserted Sunday that he would have won the U.S. popular vote were it not for millions of illegal ballots. Syrian government forces, backed by Russian air power Sunday, pushed deeper into eastern Aleppo. It is an apparent effort to split the rebel-held sector of the city. State media say the government has overrun the Shakur district, the second rebel-held area of Aleppo to fall. Witnesses reported many civilians taking refuge in government-controlled western Aleppo. Western monitors and analysts say as many as 250,000 civilians have been trapped in eastern Aleppo under the government siege. According to the state-run Anadolu News Agency, the Turkish military thinks Islamic State forces in northern Syria may have used chemical weapons against rebels backed by Turkey. The Turkish General Staff says 22 rebels exhibited symptoms of exposure to chemical gas after a rocket attack east of Al-Rai near the Syria-Turkey border. The statement did not indicate when the attack took place. Turkish media say the wounded were evacuated to the Turkish border town of Kilis, where they are being tested for traces of chemicals. Israel says it will buy 17 F-35 fighter jets from the United States. The Security Cabinet's decision will bring the total number of those advanced aircraft in the Israeli fleet to 50. Lockheed Martin builds the F-35, which is designed to avoid enemy radar, even while flying at supersonic speeds. At least 30 civilians were killed Sunday in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo village of Luhanga. Most of those slain were Hutus, and local officials said an ethnic Nande militia was behind the killings, which are the latest in a year-long cycle of violence between the two ethnic communities in DRC's North Kivu province. Authorities say fighting between security forces and a separatist militia has left at least 54 people dead in the Ugandan town of Kasese. The militia is believed to be loyal to a tribal king in Uganda's Rwenzori region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.